Okay, let's take a break from the news now for a special opera edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Mary Jo Heath is the host and announcer for the Metropolitan Opera. She joins us from New York. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Nice to be with you.
It is great to have you with us. And how did you get into this, by the way, announcing the Metropolitan Opera?
Well, I've been in classical music for my whole life, basically. Played a lot of instruments, majored in music theory. And for about 9 years, I was the senior radio producer here. Before then, I've changed sides of the desk, and this is now my fourth season as the host.
Wonderful. Well, let's get to some of the pieces of music that you brought us today. The first one is La Bohème by Giacomo Puccini. Now, people that have seen the musical Rent already know the plot of La Bohème. Rent is based on La Bohème. Tell us a little bit about it for people that have not seen it.
Well, it's the story of bohemians, starving artists in Paris, living that kind of life. And during the course of the story, they all kind of grow up through some very tragic things that happen.
Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit. Now, since we are not at Lincoln Center and we don't have those little things in the back of the seats in front of us that translate the lyrics, to tell us what's going on here.
Well, this is kind of the end of Act Two of La Bohème. The act that takes place on the streets of Paris on a bustling Christmas Eve. All of our bohemians are out having a great time. And there's a little domestic drama going on at this moment. And this is the moment when Musetta falls back into the arms of her ex-boyfriend, Marcello. And she sings Marcello and he sings Sirena because she's his siren. Mm-hmm. So it's a little fun moment there. I love the ensembles in opera as much as I love the arias. And that's why I wanted to start with that one.
Okay. Well, the next one that you've brought us is by another Italian composer. This is Giuseppe Verdi. This is his take on Shakespeare's Otello. This is called Ave Maria. Now, people may be wondering, wait a minute, Ave Maria, this doesn't sound like Ave Maria, but this is a different version of Ave Maria.
Right. It's, in this case, the Ave Maria is a prayer to the Madonna, as it were. This excerpt is from the last act. Desdemona says her prayers before she's going to bed, but she just has this feeling that something bad is about to happen, which it certainly does.
And what was that? What does happen to her?
Well, Otello finally has believed Iago's entreaties that Desdemona has been unfaithful to him. And then after she sings the Ave Maria, he comes into their bedroom and murders her and kills himself.
The things people will do for love.
Boy, ain't it the truth.
Okay, let's get to the next one you brought us. This is by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This is Così fan tutte, which roughly translates to All Women Behave the Same. So with a title like Così fan tutte, is this about infidelity of women?
Well, it's two guys trying to trap them, actually. These two guys have made a bet with a buddy that those girls won't stay true to them once they're gone. So at this point in the opera, they've just launched their plan. They've announced, we're going to war. And the girls are sad, but you can sort of hear the guys' music. There's some scheming going on underneath.
Now, why would an Austrian like Mozart be composing an opera that's in Italian?
Well, because he did. I mean, he composed him in German, he composed him in Italian. Mm-hmm. Kind of a certain style went with a certain language, and he composed old-fashioned Italian opera, opera seria, and more comic opera buffa, and etc.
Well, and it's such a beautiful language. What do you think, as you listen to different operas in different languages, what do you think is the most beautiful?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. Probably Italian, because mm-hmm. there are more in Italian and it just rolls off the tongue. People say Italian is so easy to sing, and so maybe I'd go with that one. But mm-hmm. I like German operas and I like French operas too, so I wouldn't want to pick a favorite, actually.
Okay, well, the next one you brought us is a French opera. This is by Georges Bizet. This, I'm not going to say it in French, but it is The Pearl Fishers. Here it is.
It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Bizet's opera that's not Carmen, obviously. The story here is a young man and his best friend were once in love with the same woman, and they swore they'd both stay away from her. But now she's back in town. He's just heard her voice again, and all those feelings and memories are flooding back to him. Such stylish singing from Matthew Polanzani.
And this would be from, what, the 1800s, this opera?
Oh, yes. Yeah. About 1860s.
And who would be going to the opera back in those days? Is this something that would be for just the elites, or is it the masses?
Oh, not at all. This was premiered in Paris at the Théâtre Lyrique, and that was like the people's opera house, where there was all sorts of different entertainment going on.
Okay, well, last but not least, we have a German opera. This is Das Rheingold by Richard Wagner. Now, the part that you wanted us to play has no lyrics in it. Why?
Well, opera is full of wonderful orchestral excerpts, maybe none more so than Wagner's four-opera epic, The Ring Cycle, Der Ring des Nibelungen. And since we're doing it at the Met this spring, I've just been hearing these things lately, and it's just in my ear, and it's just so magnificent to sit in the opera house and hear our great orchestra play these. There's several of them through it, and they all just take my breath away every single time.
That is Mary Jo Heath, the host and announcer for the Metropolitan Opera. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy. This was fun.